بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا شارف إلى الشيخ أبو الهدى الشاركي محمد اقتصاب رحمة الله تعالى عليه. هذا الكلام تايتل إس تري در پر تيرا بندا وأميد كرم آيا. تري در پر تيرا بندا وأميد كرم آيا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعائیں رد نہیں ہوتی. کرم سے رب کعبہ کے دعائیں رد نہیں ہوتی. نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا. نظر کے سامنے قسمت سے میری ملتزم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے. یہاں کا ذرہ ذرہ مظہر انوار کعبہ ہے. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. یہ مالک کا کرم ہے اس پہ جو اس کے حرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ. اگرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہا جائے تیرا بندہ. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ بامید کرم آیا. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر. زبان شکر قاصر ہے لغت میں دم نہیں اختر. میری امید سے زیادہ میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا. میری امید سے زیادہ نظر ان کا کرم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا. ہماری زندگی کا وقت وقت مغتنم آیا. کرم سے ان کے میرے سامنے ان کا حرم آیا.
الحمدللہ وکفا وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. this time of Hajj, and people are flocking, mashallah, from all corners of the world. Every day we are hearing of people going for Hajj, mashallah, and the illustration of this ayat, perhaps we can't find it in a better place. That, O you who believe, that have acquired taqwa, and to acquire taqwa would be what the sadiqeen. And we don't know what great buzurgs there are in the haram of Makkah Sharif, the haram of Medina Sharif, and from around the world, what great buzurgs come. So when we are there, and also in the haram of Makkah especially, the anwarat and the barakat of all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, all the awliya, all the muhaddithin, fuqaha, all the great mufassireen is intact in the haram of Makkah Sharif. And in Medina Sharif also. And Makkah Sharif, every Nabi made Hajj and came to Kaaba Sharif. So when a person goes there, and if we think of this, that Ya Allah, that we are here with all these muttaqeen who are here. But sadly, Allah forgive us, our eyes only go on those people who are taking photos, or those people who are doing anything wrong, but there are such great pious people there, all the time. And how they spend their time also, we cannot imagine. There are such great qurra, and they are teaching there, the hips classes that carry on, all the lessons that carry on, great things happen. So if we make that niyat, inshallah, when we are there, then we will get that. If without the niyat, then we won't get that. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to go over and over with the correct intentions, with the correct adab, and that we get all the fuyuz and the barakat, the blessings, the anwarat which are there, that it becomes infused in us. May Allah bless us with this, and all who are gone, may Allah keep them safe, that all benefit fully. And then Allah Ta'ala, who he wants to keep in the Mubarak places, he'll keep. And the others, may they return safe again. But our thoughts should be there. With the people who are there, our thoughts should be there also. And our thoughts, we can be there also. And we also could benefit all the benefits. So this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. That your banda has come on your threshold, at your place, your house, and with the hope that you will show your kindness to him. And Allah Ta'ala is Kareem, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali taught us that Kareem is that being, Alladhi yu'ti bidun istawali, that without asking him, he gives. In one poem, it is said that Kareem ke dar par sawal kaisa. When you go to such a generous person, then how can we ask? It is like, if we will go and ask, we might ask in money terms. We might ask for 5,000 rand, but they're not giving less than 10 million. And you went and asked for 5,000. But they did not. So by Allah, Kareem is He who gives, and He gives so much. And more than you can expect. Alladhi yu'ti biduni sawali wa minnati, who gives without asking and without begging. We just check ourselves here, we far from the Kaaba Sharif. Who gave us two eyes when we asked for it? Who gave us this nose, this lips, this brain, this heart, whatever we can think of? Allah Ta'ala in His kindness has blessed us with what nemas we can't imagine. With water we can still stay away, we can stay alive for quite some time. But without air, and we don't think about the air, we don't see the air. And we inshallah make shukr for the water that we drink, especially now summer is coming. And then when you feel so thirsty, that one gulp, or you can have your ice cream, you can have your juice, your cold drink, but at the end, what quenches your thirst is water. And then we perhaps inshallah make shukr that Allah gave us this water. But the air, perhaps we never think of making shukr for the air. And if the air is not there, we cannot breathe. And how many people, the air is there, but they've got a problem with their lungs, with the nose, the nasal cavities, all those things. If there's a constriction someplace, we know for the heart to function, all the arteries must be open. But more than that also, with the oxygen, if all these whole tubings and what system Allah has put, if there is a constriction there, we'll suffer terribly. May Allah save us from all these illnesses and all these sicknesses. Today we're just hearing of new types of sicknesses. Doctors also say we have never heard of these. And it is nothing else but our gunas. May Allah save us from our gunas and we must make dua for the whole ummah, and Allah save the non-believers also from the kufr, shirk also, and other terrible gunas which have been passed in parliaments today. Gunas have been made legal now. What that? Incest, that also legal. Brother and sister, no problem. All so Allah Ta'ala have pity on us, and that we make dua, and how much effort we can make, whether it's in the form of tabligh and da'wah, whether it is in the khanqah form, whether it is when we meet somebody, talk something about deen. One brother told nicely that we go for gasht, then it gives us an opportunity to speak of the greatness of Allah. And du'as have got great effect and power by Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah Ta'ala takes a person and he sees the haram, it is only the karam of Allah Ta'ala. Tere dar par tera banda bumeed karam aya. Yes, Kareem, alladhi yu'ti biduni sawali wa minna, who gives without. Alladhi yu'ti fawqa ma natamanna bi, who gives us more than what we were hoping for. One time, Hazrat Sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he needed some help, aid. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that time did not have anything, told him to go to Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and convey my salams. When he went, as he neared the house, he heard an argument is taking place. And the wife of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the daughter of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what was the argument? That she raised the wick of the lamp a little too high. So much more the wick was burning than was necessary. And so much more oil or paraffin, whatever it was being used, was more. And at the same time also, let us all think how many lights we leave on unnecessarily. This was just that little wick that was burning a bit too much. On that he was reprimanding her. So he thought a person who can't allow his wife, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this little bit, what will he give me? So he turned back, he went away. Met Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked him what happened, he told him this, yeah. He says, no, you go and give my salams. So he went again, and he gave the salams, and he gave him 10 times more than what he expected. So he couldn't understand, and for your own wife, daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that little bit that we be spending a bit more, you are so hard, and here you gave me 10 times, how many times more than what I expected? Then he said, that was wastage. Unnecessarily. And this year is a necessity to help you. So Kareem is that being who gives you more than what you expect also. At the same time also, for our Islam, for all of us, very, very fortunate are those people who have started making wudu with the mud, just 700 milligrams, milliliters. And otherwise the tap, you can try and how we perhaps use 700 milliliters just in adjusting the tap. And we want it at the beginning, we want hot water, then we open that, just let the water flow so that hot water comes. Allah make us ma'at. And if your wuzu, the quality of your wuzu will determine the quality of your namaz. So when our wuzu is like that, then our namaz. And today, also the way to make wudu, one way perhaps, Mani Musa, is that what you call it, when we wash our arms, you take water in your hand, and if you can close, especially the lever taps, you can close them easily. If it's the other and the two, hot and cold are separate, that's a bit of a problem. And then you pour it and you wash all this. But we put our arm under the tap. This is the right way, isn't it? It's just like that. And how much water comes here, Allah made it such. That is sufficient. It's enough. And the thing is also, if we notice perhaps at our homes also, we all have a problem here in the madrasa with the workers, when they wash the floor. Usually they sweep it, the pavement outside the corridors, etc. But in certain period, they wash it also. But they just open the hose and they just wildly hose. And with the brush or that broom to wash it, that thing not much, but just the water is flowing. Whereas if you take a bucket and you throw water and then you wash it, that is what is required. Now here also it's not required, the water must flow everywhere. Must wash it. That is what is. And Allah made it when you wash your face, you put your two hands together, that amount of water is right. And you wash your face. But alhamdulillah, at least I don't think any one of us put our face under the tap and wash it, and that we just use that amount of water. And the same thing for the legs also. We should take the water in our hand and put it on the feet, then we wash the feet, but we let the water flow. All of us are guilty, Allah forgive us. Allah reward Maulana Yusuf Mutala, who has, mashallah, brought out this mud and distributing it freely. All who are with him and who are assisting and everything. So, extravagance is unbelievable. The amount of in wastage in deen we are wasting. Today in the name of walima, our wastage. In the name of nikah, our wastage. In the name of deen, we go for umrah. How much we waste in there also. And for everything, may Allah Ta'ala let the true deen. And this whole effort of coming, listening, and this muzakra, repeating. Then a person remembers himself also. If there is no muzakra, we just take things for granted. And whatever we are doing, we are happy we are doing it. But perhaps we are quite far off the mark also. And we thinking of ourselves, others think, these people are mashallah, kurta, topi, burqa, they go to khanqa, they go in jamaat, they go for umrah, pious people. But really if we have to check ourselves, Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Ji, so Al-Kareem, Alladhi yu'ti بدون خوف أن ينفد ما عنده. Kareem is he who gives, and he has got no fear that what is got by him will get finished. Allah's treasures will never finish. Allah is the creator. We, zakat, Ramzan, you are a very wealthy person. You are taking out huge amounts of zakat. Lillah you are giving, but it's a limited amount. No matter how big the amount, Allah just creates as he wants to. There is no limit by Allah Ta'ala. And the fourth meaning, what? بِدُونِ سَوَالِ وَمِنَّةِ فَوْقَ مَا نَتَمَنَّ بِهِ بِدُونِ خَوْفِ لَنْ يَنْفَدْ مَا عِنْدَهُ. Achha, see if we remember. But anyway, the first one is الَّذِي يَتَفَضَّلُ عَلَيْنَا بِدُونِ إِسْتِفْقَارِ, who shows his kindness on us without us being worthy of it. And to explain that, in the wa'afu anna, waghfir lana, warhamna, warhamna, that our love be, show your mercy upon us. Ay, tafaddal alayna. Bifununil ala. Oh Allah, let your mercies come on us in different ways. And Allah's mercies are there. Ma'a istiqaqina bi afaninil iqama. Though we are such that more, much more, Allah's azab, fire of Jahannam should be pouring on us. At the bottom of us should be fires. Snakes and scorpions and crocodiles should be eating us. We are like that. But you are that being, so we ask you to have mercy. That is Kareem. So when you go to his door, and you are going around his house making tawaf, and you are doing safa marwa, what is not Allah giving? May Allah take us with the true spirit. Amen. And there when we go also, and today with the crowds, you perhaps everyone doesn't get a lot of chance for a lot of tawafs, but whatever, your umrah tawaf, you have to make, but not just to get finished, to come out of a haram, but Allah give us tawfiq. One of our friends, we learned that every night he used to go 1:30 to the haram, and come back ishraq time. Yeah. May Allah, when I spoke to him, I asked him, he said, without fail, every night, 1:30. Now, may Allah bless us. Our sleep is more important, our food is more important, all that, but where will you get Kaaba again? Where will you get Rosa and Mubarak? Food you'll get all the time. Sleeping you'll get. But those Allah burn that light in our hearts. That longing for Allah and that yearning for Allah Ta'ala. One great alim of our country, yesterday only I learned, 10 to 12, not from 10 o'clock to 12, 10 minutes to 12. Automatically he just switches off. Even if he's talking with somebody. 2:30, no alarm clock, nothing, summer, winter, he's up. Whole day he's doing work of day. No sleeping after Fajr, after Qailula, just sunnah to 2 minutes. Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala, may in His kindness He bless us also. We little were sleepless, big noise about it. This is wrong, that is wrong. But Allah such bandas in this zamana, in our country, we got such bandas of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us also. Karam se unke mere saamne unka haram aaya. Only out of Allah's kindness, in front of my eyes, the haram of Allah has come. Allah, we're a person who really prepares and dreams. Now suddenly what you were waiting for so long. Like Khaja Aziz al-Hasan, Allama Sayyid Sulaiman Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali says, what enjoyment he got in tahajjud at night. Subah hi se intizare sham hai. Just it became Fajr time, after Fajr, and I'm waiting when is the next time coming for Tahajjud again. Like that, if Allah give us that feeling, we go for Umrah and we already, the minute we are just out of Makkah, when will I go back again? May Allah bless us with that feelings. Hamari zindagi ka waqt, waqte mu'tanam aya. The time of our lives, the time to reap benefits has come. You like Ramzan? Nafil becomes the value of a faraz. Faraz, 70 faraz. Haram Sharif, every neki multiplied. Namaz is multiplied. It's a time to grab now. But we perhaps are in our shopping malls, our food we are more worried about, all other things we are more worried. That's the time. They are such, India, Pakistan, people, maybe many other countries also, they stay far from the haram. They come in the morning and they stay the whole day in the haram. We are up and down, we look for the closest hotel. Allah make it, we are so, so weak. Other people, what sacrifices they make, and those are the people who then appreciate also. And when you get it easy, maal muft dile be raham. What you get for free, you don't appreciate. And we all, everything, may Allah bless us all with that real feeling. Karam se Rabbi Kaaba ki dua ya rad nahi hoti. May Allah's kindness, duas are not rejected here. Duas of many times between azan and iqamah, we should get into that habit. May Allah give us topic. After azan, make your sunnah, and you get enough time, make duas, it's a valuable time. After faraz namazes, especially after fajr and after asr, no nafils, no sunnahs. That time also, imams also should take a little bit more time in dua. After fajr and after zohar, maghrib and isha, short dua. But after fajr and asr, not very long also. And the people should be made to understand that when you finish your dua, you carry on. You don't have to wait for the imam to finish his dua. But there's that two times when duas are also readily accepted. Allah give us tawfiq of tahajjud. Or even at night after our tahajjud, make duas after faraz namazes, after between the azan and iqamah, and many other occasions when duas are readily accepted. Nazar kisamne kismat se meri multazam aya. By only Allah's kindness and Allah put it in my taqdeer, I didn't ask for it. I'm here the multazam. I'm standing right with the Kaaba Sharif. And where the chest of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and what duas he asked, Ya Allah, I got that opportunity. I'm the worst sinner in the world. And I make tawaf here where all the Anbiya walked. And then here I'm with the Kaaba, Jimat Gay Kaaba Sharif, sir. Allah Ta'ala bless us with these realities. Yaha ka zarra zarra mazhare anwar-e Kaaba hai. Yeah, every atom, every speck, everything is an experience of the Kaaba. It shows the qualities of the Kaaba. Kaaba is there, but wherever you are, the anwarat of the Kaaba are all around. Ye malik ka karam hai is pe jo uske haram aaya. It is only the kindness of Allah Ta'ala that Allah has brought His haram in front of us. That we are there in the haram, wherever in the haram you are. And if you were seeing the Kaaba, if you are near the Kaaba, if you are making tawaf, making get a chance in the Hatim to make namaz, at the Multazam you are, Allahu Akbar. Oh, Allah, for the Muslims, what hasn't Allah given? If this is not our Jannat, then what else? Ye agarche pur khata hai, par kahan jaye tera banda. Even though we are full of sins, but where must your banda go? Yesterday one person narrated to us that a lady working in a Muslim school or wherever in the office, there was one alim, and then this other alim who told us he was also there. He says that the way that other person was looking at this woman, he said, wash your eyes with the seven seas. That means your eyes have become so napak that the seven seas water you need to wash your eyes. And today we are so full with this. Pur khata. And then she said, the way you are looking at me, I felt I'm stripped naked. And this we, Allah make us, ma'ab, guide us. And this our Shaykh Allah reward over and over and put anwarat in Hazrat's qabr. This was never a subject touched upon by anyone. And if somebody was guilty, he just shied away from it. But Hazrat opened up the subject and told us how serious this is. And today, worse things are all happening everywhere. May Allah protect us all, cover all our faults, and may Allah guide us and forgive us. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed karam aaya. If we say this to Allah that I've come here, with the hope you will shine, you will give us your kindness. And Allah Ta'ala, so is such a being who we learn from Buzurgs. Jo Allah se ummeed rakhta hai, a person who has got hope in Allah Ta'ala, Allah usko na ummeed nahi karte hai. Allah doesn't break his hope. Balke unko ummeed se zyada deta hai. But Allah gives him more than what he hoped for. But what is hope? That you try to save yourself from sin. You try and do the commandments of Allah. And you are making tawbah, istighfar, and you are feeling guilty and bad of what you have done, what you are doing. Not a person who is committing gunas, missing namaz this one way. All other gunas we are committing, and we say Allah is Ghafurur Rahim. That is dhoka. That is deception. That is not ummeed. Ummeed is you are trying. And you want to go for hajj, but you didn't even give your name. You say, I got hope Allah will take me. No, you may give your name, you phoning them if there's a cancellation. This year my name didn't come. Perhaps isn't there a cancellation? Or you are making effort. That is called hope. You are making your namaz, and also guna a person. It happens if we are human beings. But we are asking for maaf. And then we hope Allah will forgive us. There, don't despair. Don't lose hope. That I made such a big guna. How many gunas I made? Allah will never forgive me. Now have hope Allah will forgive you. Shaitan does the opposite. When you want to commit guna, he says, don't worry. Easy. You commit the guna. You ask, make tawbah. You make istighfar. Allah will forgive you. Allah has promised He will forgive you. And if you come in the trap of shaitan, and we don't know, forget ulama, big awliya, how shaitan plays around with them. Allahu Akbar, may Allah save us and guide us. And then when you commit the guna, then shaitan makes it a big thing. You think Allah will forgive you? You made this guna, Allah will forgive you. You forget it. And the other way is the right way. When you want to commit guna, look at Allah's azab. That if I commit this guna, what is the azab of Allah? If you still got overtaken, you committed the guna, now look at Allah's mercy. But shaitan puts it the other way. When you want to commit the guna, he shows Allah's mercy. When you want to make tawbah, he shows Allah's azab. Allah Ta'ala guide us. But Allah has given us, Allahu Akbar. The munafiqeen used to do what terrible things to hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Muslims. And they should hide their hypocrisy so they couldn't be caught out, and they should take carelessly customs on customs. What and what they should do. So when they got exposed, then the Sahaba, everyone wanted good for everyone, go and ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask for forgiveness for you. Allah will forgive you. If you ask directly also, they should clearly say, we don't need the istighfar of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Allah has kept that door open for us till today. ولو أنهم ظلموا أنفسهم جاءوك فاستغفروا الله واستغفر لهم الرسول لوجدوا الله توابا رحيما. If you have done wrong to yourself, you go to Allah's Nabi and you tell him, we have done, Allah says in the Quran that if we have done, we are asking for forgiveness. Oh Allah's Nabi, you also ask forgiveness for us. That door is open for us still today. A person can say, and he's got that in his heart, saves up, go for Umrah and go and ask Allah's Nabi for forgiveness. Allah forgive us all. Zubani shukar qasir hai, lughat mein dam nahi akhtar. The tongue cannot make enough shukr to you, Ya Allah. Language, dictionaries haven't got enough words to express. And may Allah bless us with that shukr of Allah. And the main shukr, Allah gave us iman. Allah made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah made us of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. Allah joined us with the ulama who got the right aqidah, proper aqidah. And today we know what is happening, how people are. In one place in Pakistan, the Qadianis were going to have a very big convention. And the ordinary layman, they speak so sweet and flowery words, like with all these people, whether it's Salafis, whether it's Shias, all these people. And the ordinary person, they win them over. So one great Maulana Ghaus Hazarwi Rahmatullah Ali, he found out and he said, I have to go and speak to the people before that and make them understand. He reached the bus stop and he got the news that his only son has passed away. Now he's thinking, I have to go there to shave the iman. Yeah, my son has passed away. Then he thought, Ya Allah, what answer will I give to you? The iman of the people is at stake. So he sent a message, they must sort out the janazah. There are enough isfarz and kifaya. There are enough people to sort that out. But the people's iman, that is the most important. And he went. And by Allah's fazl, all got saved. So where we can make such sacrifices? For us, our small one mosquito, now summer is coming. One fly is too much for us. May Allah Ta'ala be kind to us, inshallah. Meri ummeed se ziyada nazar unka karam aya. More than what I expected, I found Allah's kindness here. So may Allah bless us and let... Really, Ramzan comes once a year. It's a valuable... 10 days of Zulhijjah are coming. So valuable days. One roza, 1 year's roza. And then each night, Laylatul Qadr sawab. And Laylatul Qadr, we are not sure. Yeah, every night is the sawab of 100%, no doubt. But how much do we make qadr? Or at least, the least we can do, make sure our Isha and Fajr, our 5 times namaz with Jamaat. Properly, this 10 days also, Takbir-e-Ula we try, Saf-e-Ula we try. But mostly our time goes in ghaflat. And then also, the third kalima, the fourth kalima, there's a main ibadat of these days. Then Qurbani is coming again. What a great shi'ar of Islam. And what it shows, the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And that also, Maulana Musa was explaining one day that Hazrat Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullah, he met that young person going for Hajj. So all people got their bags and everything, he's got nothing. So he say, where are you going Hajj and where's your baggage? He says, so you're going to such a great person's house and you're taking your bedding there? When you're going to a king's place, he's going to look after you. I'm going to Allah's place, he'll look after me. When they came to the miqat, all putting on their ihram, he's not putting on. Asked, what's wrong? You're not putting on your ihram? He says that, what you call it? And he's shivering and trembling. And he says that, if I say labbaik and Allah says la labbaik, your labbaik is not accepted. Somehow they explained to him and then got him to put on his ihram. Completed Hajj, they went for Qurbani, all are making Qurbani. He said, Ya Allah, all got their animals to sacrifice. I got nothing, I'm sacrificing my life. He laid down and he passed away. So Allah take us there, we are very, not even plastic. But keep these things in mind and we won't think that I'm very pious. Forget very pious, we won't think I'm even a bit pious. If we don't have that, we just see our own things little bit. My neighbor doesn't get up for Fajr, I get up for Fajr. I'm making at home. But I'm making Fajr, so I'm very pious. Whereas my neighbor is going for Jama'ah, the other side neighbor, that I don't see. This side neighbor, he is not getting up for Fajr, and I'm more worried of his lights getting on and off. When he's gone already, he made tahajjud and he's gone already for Fajr. And I'm thinking of it. So today our criteria also, and we like to take lot of credit. If this humility comes in us, that's also a great thing. May Allah bless us, inshallah. In this Kitab Tarbiyat-e-Ashiqan, we are doing that letter of that Mufti Sahib, which is still carrying on. Further he writes, Qareebi Marhumeen, my close relatives who have passed away, Walid Sahib Waghira ka tasawwur bhi waqtan fa waqtan aata rehta hai. And even my parents, they also must have passed away, but he says automatically a person thinks of them occasionally. Aur kabhi qasdan bhi aisa ho jata hai. And sometimes I actually think of them also. Taaki talab-e akhirat paida ho. So that in myself also, the desire for akhirat comes in us. Kya ye fayal durust hai? Is this correct or not? Ji haan, it is correct. And we should think of the marhumin. Today, very sadly, we go to a janaza also. And we are all engaged in our own thing. Those few people who are busy putting the janaza in the qabr, putting the wood and then the sand and that. But people who are standing more around, or other people, while we are waiting for the janaza to come, we are engaged in all other things. We don't think about it. After we are buried, everyone is rushing. And we don't, perhaps again we think, that, one time when Hafiz Abdul Rahman Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, we buried finished. Then one close family member of Hafiz Sahib came to me just near the qabr and said, please make a lot of dua. This is the time Hafiz Sahib is being questioned now. And that time when Munkar Nakir, when you go for your driver's license, is a human like you who is testing you. And we get edgy and we forget simple things. You forget to put your indicator on, you forget to put your seat belt. And there Munkar and Nakir, and for everyone, even the pious, they come in, they really, really interrogate you. May Allah make it easy. But we don't think of that. We perhaps think of the small children, the young widow and this. But what's happening now at the moment in the qabristans everywhere? Make dua, Allah have mercy on all those who are in the qabr. So Hazrat says, yes, that is correct. And also our parents at least. Every day to make dua for our parents, whether they are living or they have passed away, but to make intentionally dua for our parents. Isale sawab bhi kar diya kare. Teen baar surah ikhlas par, three times, and this also I bet we should try and get, that wherever we go, a town, we know the Muslims, there is a qabristan, read three times, Qulullah, pass the sawab. You leave your own town, you return to your own town, morning, evening, as you come, as you going, what is it to read three times Qulu Allah? Whole Quran. Today, if we go for taziyat, which is sunnah, if somebody has passed away to go in for the bereaved to console them, sunnah. And then if we go there and we give everyone R1 million, R10 million, oh, they say that every day we can have a janaza. If these people are giving so much. But you read 1 to 3 times Qulu Allah, what is £20 billion and dollars or riyals or anything. It is much more, and they appreciate it. They really appreciate it. But we go Qabristan and we don't even think it is very important. Isale sawab. Behrun khana se sabzi ya aur dusri cheez laate hue balki bazaar mein jaate hue bhi sharam mehsoos hoti hai. He says to go to the shops and to go and buy the basic things. Like they on a daily basis, they buy fresh vegetable, etc. For in our case, to go to the once a month, once a week, you go and do your shopping. But he says, I feel a bit ashamed of doing shopping. So, isliye is kaam ko hum shirgan anjam dete hai. Kya ye baat takabbur se to nahi? Other family members do this. So is this because of my pride I'm shy to go and do shopping? I'm buying carrots, one bunch of carrots here. I'm buying a bunch of beetroots here. I'm such a big alim. I'm a big mufti. And I'm buying all this. And the people objected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma li hadha rasul ya'kulu ta'am wa yamshi fil aswaq. What kind of a rasul is this? He eats food like us. And he goes for his needs in the bazaar and to do shopping. A person shouldn't be shy for that. One prince or king, he wanted his islah to be made, so he went to one buzur. So amongst the, what we put him through, amongst that he said, go and beg from the people. Every shop, every house, you must go and beg. Just to get that humility in a person. So everywhere he went, nobody gave him nothing. But for 40 days or 4 months, he had to go daily to beg. Now what humility comes in a person? For example, if we see the people at the traffic lights with their boards and they are standing there. Just think, if I have to be in that position. Or just to break your pride, if your sheikh have to tell you, you must go and stand there. And everyone knows you, like in Azadville, you go and stand here at the stop street going out. And everyone knows you also, he's a rich man and he's begging. How it will cut your pride. And then another thing the sheikh told him, that when you were the governor, the ruler, you must have made zulm also to a lot of people. Now go and sort it out. To everyone he had to go. Few people made him mark. Other people told him stand 2 or 4 hours in the hot sun of Arabia. Others let him do manual labor work, like construction work, bringing the sand, bringing the bricks, and he was the king of the time. And so they made him do all this. After that, then qualities came in him. And today we said, nice to talk, easy to talk, but these qualities, humility, etc., Allah, out of His kindness, bless us, make dua for it. One sign of pride also is that a person is obstinate on his view. No matter what the people explain to him, this is wrong what you are doing. But he just is determined. This is the right thing. And this is how it's going to be. Whether it's in the house, whether it's in the madrasa, whether it's in the masjid committee, whether it is in jamaat, wherever. When a person is obstinate on his view, is also a sign of pride. So we shouldn't be obstinate. We should be open to accept the views of other people. So Hazrat tries to answer. He asks, is this not pride? Ye to baas kaam ki aadat na hone ki wajah se bhi hoti hai. Also see, there is a mufti sahab, we don't know who, but Hazrat is keeping his respect very much in mind also. As Hazrat is replying, he is not writing how he'll write to somebody else. So he says, this happens also when a person is not used to doing something. Lekin ye bataye ki ye kaam apni shaan ke khilaaf to nahi lagta. But this will be a sign that you are doing it, and you are not doing it because of pride, that you feel my position. I'm the imam of the town, I'm the big mutawalli, the big shot, and I'm going to do shopping like this from the people on the pavement I'm buying. So that by that you will be able to gauge whether you are doing it out of pride or not. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this islah of ours. Really, if we read the kitabs of our elders and what they did, today we think we are mashayikh, but we don't know what it is to be a murid. Our namazes, everything, but Allah Ta'ala, out of His fadl and karam, keep our faults covered and let some good come into us. And whenever we have any program, whatever it is, make it with the niyat of our own islah. When it is a elan also, not to tell other people. One time, Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali told Maulana Salim Dhorat in Barbados. Maulana Salim mentions this a few times. He says that after a few programs, then Hazrat told me, since when are you under this wrong impression that I'm guiding people? I'm speaking for my own Islam. Whatever I speak is for myself. But it is just that I put the light on, whoever is around also benefits from the light. I could hear to the same bayan with my earphones. But I put it on loudspeaker, so everyone can hear. Actually, it is for myself I'm doing it. So that we will benefit a lot when we speak to ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala show His mercy and kindness, inshallah. بعض مفسرین نے لکھا کہ یہ آیت this آیت which we were doing انما یخش اللہ من عباده العلماء یہ آیت حضرت صدیق اکبر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی شان میں نازل ہوئی that he was a person who was the real the crux of that آیت was those who fear Allah and they do not commit guna they are the ones who got ilm of Allah, that Allah is so great, how he destroyed the people of Lut alayhi salam, how he destroyed the people of Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people of Thamud and Ad, what are the powers of Allah, Abraha, when he came with his elephants, how Allah destroyed them. So you have that. Allah's qudrat is so great. Allah is watching me as an individual. Allah is all the time watching me, day and night, public and private life. Whatever I'm doing, I'm sitting with the phone here, Allah knows exactly. I want to check what message, Allah knows exactly whether you want to see messages or you are doing something else. Allah knows everything. So that is an alim. Who has got God, and Allah can do what He wants to with me. He can, at this moment, my spine, can something go and I can be paralyzed. Anything can happen at any moment, and a person has this trust on Allah, tabarakat wa ta'ala, in this time. In the same way also our Shaykh, rahmatullahi alayhi, jazawumullah khair, used to say, also think of Allah in the positive way. For example, you are gone in Jamaat in the path of Allah. All we have come here, we are in the path of Allah, who came from far. And when you are in the path of Allah, Allah protects all your property and everything. And how many qissas like that? So what you call it, have that yaqeen, Allah is watching. I mean his path. And have that yaqeen, Allah will protect. This is what the Sahaba had, that yaqeen. Today we haven't got that, we are short of that yaqeen. Ilm we have got quite a bit, but that yaqeen on the Zaat that Allah is watching me, Allah can take me, Allah will give me great rewards, He can take me to task. That is what is an alim who has it. So this was revealed according to some Mufassirin for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. اور خشیت کے آثار ہر وقت ان کے چہرے پر نمایاں رہتے تھے. And the fear of Allah was all the time on his face. And how he should cry tahajjud time. And he should say, Ya Allah, if my mother had not given birth to me. And what was Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu? Oh Allah, if I was just a leaf and some animal ate me and that was the end of me. If we think of just how Qiyamah will come. If we just look little bit. The Imams commonly read Al-Qari'ah. In Maghrib Namaz, Al-Hakumut Takathur, all these surahs, and we just look at the meaning a little and think of it, that what the day of Qiyamah will be, and what the life in the Qabr will be, and the people who are in the Qabr for 5,000 years there, and we also going the same way. How much have we prepared? What a tawbah, istighfar is it? Yani, lazim, necessary, like a car, you want to go Jobak, but you need petrol. Without petrol you can't. Tawbah, istighfar in our lives, tawadu, humility is absolutely essential. We can't move without the shukr of Allah Ta'ala. Every second to make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, we can't move without these things. So all this be in us all the time. Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahmatullah alayhi likhte hai, yani Allah Ta'ala mu'min alim ko fazilat ata farmate hai mu'min ghair alim par. Allah Ta'ala gives a mu'min who is an alim. Allah gives him preference. His stages are higher than a mu'min who is not an alim. That is also one part. And the other part also, darajat ki raf'at dalalat karti hai ilm ki fazilat par. And the other, that Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala raises, وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُ الْعِلْمِ darajat. They have got high stages. So the alim is above the person who hasn't got ilm. And with that, Allah has for ilm, Allah has given high stages. So this here is an explanation of what we read before, that a person, he will be questioned, all what he knew, did you make amal? So there it appears now that you shouldn't acquire a lot of knowledge. You got less knowledge, so you know you are not answerable for much. And many people were like that who took that meaning also. The only the basics what was necessary. One person, in fact, one friend of us told us, yeah, when he tells that person, let's go and listen to Bayan. So he says, no, I'm not coming. Why? He says, the more you hear, then the more you have to make amal. If you don't, you know you don't have to make amal. Now you're hearing this fazilat, that fazilat, now you got that knowledge, now you have to make more amal. So he is just all the time in his ibadat all the time. He says. But here they're explaining the other side of it also. Yes, this is another important thing. Wal murad bil ilm, al ilm shar'i. What is meant by ilm? Today people are saying, we go to university, we are acquiring knowledge. We are all other things. We are. That's also the fazilat, and they are proving it also that there is great, great stages. Once we invited somebody, and here from the mimbar, Hazrat was here also. He told me never invite this person again in future. He was proving that even going university is like studying in a Darul Uloom. That knowledge also, the virtues of knowledge which has come, is like you studying in a college, university. And what is the studies there? What they teaching and how? What is the environment? And this knowledge, Quran and Hadith, so this doesn't refer to that knowledge. اور یہاں ان سے مراد علم شرعی ہے. پھر اس کے بعد حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کا واقعہ بیان فرمایا, جب ان کے زمانے میں ایک غلام کو مکہ شریف کا گورنر بنایا گیا کیونکہ وہ کتاب اللہ کا عالم اور قاری تھا. Then he mentions the instance of in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Amir of Makkah Sharif appointed one person as a governor there, and he was an ordinary, a slave. But why? Because he knew Quran Sharif. And in those days, knowing Quran, not only Hibs, they were Arabs, they knew the meaning, he understood, and he could read it correctly also. He was a Qari. And a real Qari, Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah, used to say, are not the Qaris that we have got today. But that person who reads and the meaning of it is going in him and in the public also, everyone. That is what you call a person who is reading Quran and fulfilling the rights of the Quran. علامہ آلوسی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو رب زدنی علما. In this ayat, it is proven that you should ask for more knowledge from Allah Ta'ala. کی تفسیر میں فرماتے کہ اس آیت سے علم کی فضیلت ثابت ہوتی ہے. That علم, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم did not ask for an increase more of anything than what he asked for knowledge. That he asked for, Allah give me more knowledge. So the virtues of knowledge that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to ask. اور علم کی زیادتی کی دعا کی مطلوبیت ثابت ہوتی ہو جاتی ہے. And that you make دعا, oh Allah give me more knowledge. بعض مفسرین نے نقل کیا کہ حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کو علم کی زیادتی کی دعا کے علاوہ کسی چیز کی زیادتی کی دعا کا حکم نہیں دیا گیا. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not commanded to ask for anything more than what he asked for knowledge. That, oh Allah increase me. اور اس کے ثبوت میں یہ روایت لکھی ہے, اینڈ دس دعا آف نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, اللہم انفعنی بما علمتنی, او اللہ بینفٹ می واٹ یو ہیو ٹاٹ می, وعلمنی ما ینفعنی, اینڈ ٹیچ می دیٹ وچ ول بینفٹ می. سو دیٹ از آلسو, نالج مس انکریز, بٹ آئی مسٹ گیٹ دا بینیفٹ آف دیٹ نالج آلسو. وزدنی علما والحمد للہ علی کل حال, and oh Allah increase me in knowledge. The other thing Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for, اللهم بارك لنا فيها وزدنا منه ملك. And ملك is مماثلت of علم. In the terms of similarity, ملك, if a person see in his dream ملك, he's drinking ملك, it's a sign that he's going to be drinking, he's going to get knowledge. So for that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, more dua. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with knowledge, and that we impart that knowledge, practice on that knowledge, and impart that knowledge also. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Mali Abdul Rahman, dekhe abhi kuch minute bache to phir thori si kar guzari suna dijiye, inshallah. We were reading about Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham, Rahmatullah Ali, was the king sleeping in his palace in the bedroom. He heard some sounds on the roof. Asked, who is it? They said, we're looking for our camel. It was Farishtas. They said, he said, looking for your camels here on the king's bedroom, palace, bedroom. So they said, and you looking for Allah in your soft bed. So we see, if you want Allah, you have to make the sacrifices also. Ye kehkar wo rijal ghaib to ghaib ho gaye. After saying, you looking for Allah, then they went away. Farishtas, they went away. Lekin Badshah ke dil par aisi chot lag gayi ke mulk aur sultanat se dil sard ho gaya. But what a blow it was on his heart that the kingdom and all his fun and pleasure meant absolutely nothing to him. And really thousands of people in the ummah, we are like that. And today they are such people. Ajeeb such some people are. All these things mean absolutely nothing to them. what Allah bless us with iota. We think we maulanas and we are big and something, but they like ordinary, but what qualities they got. And they've got money, but they live like paupers. And their money, they spend only in good causes. I don't know what to mention and what not to mention of such people. What kind of people? May Allah open our eyes and let we also become conscious that of our deen and of our akhirat. مولانا رومی رحمت اللہ علیہ نصیحت فرماتے ہیں کہ اے لوگو او پیپل, سلطنت کو مثل ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمت اللہ علیہ کی جلد خیر آباد کہہ دو. Say salam to all your possessions of this world and all the things. Maulana Rumi is giving this advice. In other words, but farewell to it, I'm leaving you. تاکہ ان کی طرح تم بھی دائمی سلطنت یعنی سلطنت باطنی سے مشرف ہو, so that you also can get the kingdom of the true kingdom, the kingdom of the heart. How he got it, you also learn to say salam to everything. But this is not for everyone. And don't go and leave the wives alone and or give them talaq, and you don't put a big locks on the shop and now we are gone in the jungles and that. This is when Allah wishes it. But there are people who are living in society. In their lifetime, the house they've given away. Living in just one little room somewhere. And save and earning also. And simple way of earning, but barakat you can't believe. And then spending that bad money in good causes. And you say, what I'm going to take with me? And spending it all. They are living with us around us, but we don't see them. We are blind to them. الغرض عشق حقیقی نے حضرت ابراہیم ابن ادہم رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کو ترک سلطنت پر مجبور کر دیا. The true love when it hit his heart, he gave up his hold. Today people are giving up what and what for one woman, and that is just infatuation or just for some haram relationship. What and what are they giving up? But for Allah Ta'ala. اور عشق کائنات کی تمام لذتوں سے دل کو بیزار کر دیا. And all the desires of this world, it just left it. Like in Qasida Burda Sharif, Naam, yes, this has happened to me. When the author says that if you've fallen in love with somebody, in which world are you? He said, yes, I am. Sarafaifu man ahwa fa'arraqani. That the thought of my beloved came and it just made my tears flow. And who the beloved? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just that love, such love they had for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At least we, if we can't have that love from the heart, a mental love, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, choicest of Allah Ta'ala, he gave us the pure deen of Islam. What a perfect deen he gave us. And if we just think a few things, today we don't realize those Sahaba, the Arabs, they had to give up liquor which was so dear to them. Today, alhamdulillah, by their sacrifices, we don't know what is liquor. They had to give up what kind of a life they were leading. Today we are brought up in a Muslim home. From the birth we see, today things are changed also unfortunately, but we were potty trained and that, to go and sit on the flat pan. Today everywhere is high pan, everything. But still, alhamdulillah, the tap is there. We are trained naturally to wash, for other people to wash. That's beyond them. How can you use water there? And without water today, we can't understand. How can you? These small things, Allah has blessed us otherwise to bring it into our life in a culture where these things don't exist. Today, for many people, students who came here, when they saw the flat pen, they say, what gadget is this? They couldn't understand this gadget here. Therefore, what purpose is this here? One person went from India in those days, very olden days, to London. And when he went back, they told him that the Vajkalita, he said, everything, speak to the T, but only no toilet in the room. Nowhere to relieve yourself. He saw the high pen, but he just didn't register with him that this is the toilet. And then when he had to now relieve himself, all he could do is use the socks, and everything in the socks. And then now to get rid of the socks. Now everything is there, so he has to throw it far away. So he was turning and throwing it. So the whole roof and the walls and the floor, everything. So he called the hotel, the service room, to come in and clean up. And he says, tell that person, I'll give you £5, but you clean. He says, I'll give you £20. But you tell me, how did you get this there on top? So, but all this we are brought up naturally. We don't think of all this, just being born, even if we were not in a very pious family. But all our names are Muslim names. We went and changed Abdul Samad to Sam and Abdul Rashid to Richard. All those funny things we went and do, but they gave us Muslim. And today, that was sometime. Today, alhamdulillah, many, many homes you come up naturally with beard. Children are, they know what is parda. They know. Otherwise, at one time, parda couldn't understand what is parda. And the children should scream when they see the mother with all black and that. But today, they themselves easily. So we should appreciate all these great ni'mat. So anyway, that thought has come to me, and it made me think of my beloved, and it made me tear one way. وَالْحُبُّ يَأْتَرِضُ اللَّذَّاتِ بِالْأَلَامِ. And love is such a thing, that it will make you all difficulties, and it will present difficulties in your path. But you will do all that. And also, like Mufti Zainul Abideen Sahab Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that, for example, our weddings today, to do the weddings how we do, how much cost there is today, where resorts and all the places we hire out, how much it costs. And not long ago, we were doing it personally at home for 6 months wedding preparation. For 1-2 weeks, people are coming washing rice all the time, washing meat, getting a tent, putting the tent, all so hard. He asks, is it difficult? But you enjoy it. It's a thing of status. The more bigger the wedding and the more you arranging, the more status. So it's easy. And he asks, is it hard? He says, very hard. Will you do it? Yes, we will do it. Though it's hard. Why? Because status, you mustn't lose your respect. And then on the other hand, sunnat marriage, so simple. But that is difficult to do. And today also, even good people, it's very shocking that in all other things we give what bayans and everything. But when it comes to do something according to sunnah, then we the pressure of everyone is too great. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and bring true deen in our lives. And you've just got some news that in Zinyaville, Rustenburg, there are some riots taking place. So please make lot of dua. And also make dua for the whole world, for everywhere. And don't let us just be in our comfort zone, and we think that that things are happening in Syria, things anything, we don't know the enemy, they are working all the time. It can happen, anything can happen anywhere. It's not only one place, we have to correct now, we have to cry a lot, and we have to make a lot of du'as to Allah Ta'ala, and we have to change our lives, and those who got some understanding, work to change their lives. Work, at least the minimum is du'a. That we make dua for ourselves. Don't never think we are better than others. Never find fault with others. But duas we have to make all the time. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy in the whole world for all the Muslims, inshallah, and safeguard our iman is the most important. Then our lives, our women, our children, everyone, the properties, masjids, everything there. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة المتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نثني ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. Oh most gracious, most beloved Allah, oh Allah, you have granted us the gift of Iman, the gift of being in the Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the gift of being connected with our pious and our elders and our honorable Lassa Shaykh. Oh Allah, without this great gift you have granted us, we wouldn't understand the ni'mat of Iman, the ni'mat of being in Ummat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wherever you go throughout the world, Muslims have gone for dunya and they've got parishani. And they're looking only for your love, Ya Allah. And when they hear the talks of your love, they are just attracted and they want to change their lives. Ya Allah, it is only your kindness. We can't make enough sugar. whole lives, in 10 lives, in millions of lives of sajjas that we are connected to. Ulama, with your own intro, honorable Master Sheikh, wallah, we can't appreciate it. Wallah, give us tawfiq, give us qadr, and increase us, Allahumma, hazidna imanu bik, wa tasdeeqa bika yuhadik, wa fa'an bi'adik. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى وسلم وعلو سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Inshallah, on this Yom Jumu'ah, on Laylatul Sabt, the coming Friday night, after the Isha Salah, inshallah, in Homestead Park will be our monthly majlis. The Isha Jamaat is at 7:30, so after the Isha Jamaat. And then on Laylatul Ahad, on Saturday night, after the Maghrib Salah, approximately 1 hour before Isha Salah, so the Adhan of Isha is 7:45, so about 6:45, inshallah, the Ash'ar Majlis will take place. And on Yom Al-Ahad, Sunday morning, from 10 o'clock until Zuhur Salah, I'm going to request all brothers to participate and to encourage others to also come for the program. Jazakallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, wa la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.